Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
What is up, Snacketeers? It has been way too long since Day-Day and I have put out a good old-fashioned snack talk episode. So, here we are, and, you know, a lot has happened over the last season. First off, we would really like to thank you all, new and old, for getting on board with the joke. Because it was nice. It was real nice. And, you know, thank you. We really appreciate it. Our followers have grown, which I guess at some point Day-Day's going to talk about. You want to hit on that there, bud?
Oh, my mic's on. Yeah, echoing the Yeti, of course. Just awesome. Thank you so much. We've gained about 300 followers on the gram, a couple more on the Bookface, and even some on Twitter. Which we still don't have a full grasp on how Twitter works, but we'll get there.
I don't think we have a full grasp on how Facebook works.
No.
I don't think anybody does.
I just know how to hit like and make it a sad face, so that's really all I know. But lots of folks helped grow the joke. Thank you for commenting, chiming in, adding awesome elements to our show that we didn't even know we put in the show. You guys had a lot of fun with it, and you made us laugh, and hopefully we made you laugh along the way.
100%. I could not have said it any better, my friend. So, yeah. So, the 2021 season.
The DCI celebration. I think in between the breaks, we did actually watch a show or two.
We did watch a show or two, yeah.
We did. Because, you know, we had to make some memes here or there on something. But I know the big rave, I think the fan favorite of every show was definitely Phantom Regiment. I think both the Yeti and I remember hearing this show live in 2003.
Yeah.
And so to have it resurrected, updated, recreated, whatever you want to call it, in 2021 was definitely fun.
It was good.
So kudos to Phantom. You guys did a great job. Yeti, another show that stood out for you?
Oh, there were a few that stood out to me. You know, a few that were a little interesting for a no holds barred rules kind of season. I'm going to touch on two just because that seems fitting. So two that really stood out to me, probably the Cavaliers Live from the Rose. That one it had really good elements, and Kiss from a Rose by Seal was just baller. It was real good. Like, yeah. That hit gave me chills. Like, it felt like an old Cavalier show that had some new life brought back to it, and I don't know how to describe it except it was real nice.
I think a lot of cores had that that vibe to them.
Yeah, but a show that I didn't care for, and I know someone's probably going to get on me about it, was Boston's show.
Yeah.
They definitely push the boundaries. I will give them props for that.
I'll give them props for their props.
They definitely props for their props, because who wants to push around four giant LED wall towers?
Apparently the BAC does.
The BAC does and did. But I feel like the LED walls kind of took away from the show. It took away from the talented kids on the field. Now, was it cool? Yeah, they had some cool graphics and stuff, and I know they did a few little features with it, but I don't know. It just kind of, it fell flat for me. It really did.
Yeah. And I remember something, I think we went to the cinema event and they discussed how they were going to, this was a test for them. They wanted to see how would the screens, like you said, how would they affect the performance either by adding or taking away? And I think in a non-scored, non-competitive season, take the shots that you want to take. But I think something that really held true to their values, I think Madison did an excellent job this year, coming out co-ed for their first year, and which 100% on board, no problem there. But the show was awesome. I think it was Madison from beginning to end. I loved watching the show improve week to week, and I know they had such a short time, everybody did, they had such a much shorter time to get finals ready, as we say, but I feel that come Saturday night that they did an amazing performance, and I liked every bit of that show.
Every single bit. And I think the big part that stood out about that show for me was how Madison it really was.
Yes.
Like, it was Madison.
They moved like Madison. They dressed like Madison.
Good God, they sounded like Madison.
Sounded like Madison.
Oh my God! Like even watching it at home, I felt like I was getting smacked in the face by sound.
Yes, very.
And it was great.
It was exciting.
I loved it. Yeah. Cadets.
Yes,
that was a good show.
That was a well
I really
like
that show.
I do too.
That would have been a. Would have been an interesting show if this would have been a scored season.
I was just going to say, I bet Cadets could have done well with it even being scored. I think that they definitely would have ranked. They'd be, ranked high, if not even medaled with that show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I know you and I played that what-if game of, oh, what if this season was scored? Who would have won? And it's hard.
It is hard.
It's hard to really... Because Madison had the core to win, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
Cadets definitely had the core to win.
Mm-hmm.
Cavaliers. Watching Crown do their pre-recorded. I don't know. It didn't. It was good. It was a good show, but I think because it was pre-recorded, it didn't feel like everyone else, so I can't necessarily...
Well, and there was also an issue in the stream where we received a mono or single channel recording.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it really... And you can't distort Crown Brass. That's sacrilege right there.
No, that is sacrilege.
And I think it... Because I went back and rewatched it with that in mind, and I looked past it, and I think it needed some more elements... but again, it was an unscored show. They knew that. And mm-hmm. so they gave us the elements that we wanted, but they didn't really give us like the GE that would have given them, mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
a medal.
Yeah.
Know, so.
I mean, Phantom could have won it. Mm-hmm. Honestly, the Bluecoats. I'm a huge, huge Beatles fan. And what was it, 2019, the Bluecoats, and then this year's... Lucy, it unfortunately, it did not do anything for me. Maybe I needed to see them live.
And because so many people rave about the past two Bluecoat shows. Mm-hmm. And I don't, they were executed wonderfully.
Oh, no, they were great shows. Mm-hmm. Personally, they didn't hit me the way I would like Beatles music to hit me. I didn't get chills hearing Blackbird. I didn't feel a rush hearing them, you know, hit that big power ballad or, you know, Day in the Life. Like,
and I think there's a ton of actual champion winning shows that don't do that for us. And and that's the difference between us and the 10 judges or however many judges there are now. 16 for all the frick I know, you know. Who cares about the judges?
Too many judges.
There's too many judges.
Too many judges.
I mean, every single person in the crowd is a judge for all we know. But
put them all on the field.
But executed well, and the hype, you know, great hype. And we have to thank them for the hashtag, intermission is not over. I will say that hashtag started our trend of growth. So when we started playing with the Bluecoats, and their intermission is not over. Hashtag.
We
started seeing some growth.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Bluecoats, for reminding people that intermission is not over.
Correct. But again, there are never bad drum corps, and please know that we are super drum corps fans. We think any drum corps does a great job.
Correct.
And we know firsthand all the work that goes into these shows, behind the scenes, on the field, everywhere. And so our criticism is just that. It is our opinion, but every corps from the Columbus Saints to the Bluecoats, you guys did a fantastic job. But Vanguard's video
was so good.
Yes, that did not disappoint.
That did not disappoint. I'm gonna say it, and I know it's gonna, but there's plenty of people out there that agree with us because we saw it literally the night of.
Let me say it for you. I wanted more from the Blue Devils video.
That's exactly what I wanted to say.
I would have loved to have seen if what they would have done more so on the Vanguard side. I think that the Devils did a lot of different experimentation, and in their own way. It's just like Boston doing the LED screens on the field. Blue Devils did their own experimentation.
Oh, 100%.
I watched it a few more times after the live event and just tried to see, like, okay, what do I actually want from this video? And I really wanted more music.
Yeah.
The Blue Devils have such a solid sound. I mean, they're champs for crying, 19 world champs for crying out loud. Give me some more sound. And I feel like so much of it was synth. So much of it was drum machine.
It wasn't even a
real drummer.
It was a lot of synth, a lot of drum machine, and a lot of body.
Yes, a lot of body.
And not enough horn.
And I think when you take those parts were good.
Yeah.
But I wanted, and you wanted, and probably most of the other world wanted more devil's horns, real devil's drums. And there were devil's drums, so I wanted more of it.
Yeah.
There were devil's horns. I wanted more of them. So, you know, we're not Blue Devils staff members, so we're not on their payroll. They can take our opinion and do whatever they want.
But whoever their video guy was, or gal, or whoever, that was a very well put together video.
Yes.
We know how hard and how long it probably took to build that.
Both Vanguard props. And Devils.
Oh yeah.
And Crown, your post-production team did a great, all post-production teams did a really, really standout job.
Preach.
So our next topic.
Ooh, we have another topic?
I hope so.
Oh man.
Otherwise it's just going to be us talking about our belly buttons. I mean, opinions, all day long.
Wait, do you have a belly button?
Everyone does.
Oh, that's what, okay. Oh, that's what that is. Okay.
Get it.
Got it.
Yeah. All right. So, auditions for 2022.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Because we've already had people ask what our auditions are going to be.
Literally.
Literally.
Actual human beings have asked this question.
Actual human people.
Yes. Well, they identify as human.
Yeah, true. Yeah, so audition season for everybody else is coming up, so that, I guess, means we're going to have auditions, too.
Yes.
We're still kind of discussing what our auditions are going to be. I really think we need to get some drummers to send us some papers on the existentialism of a hot dog.
I mean,
is it a sandwich? I think it is. It is in a bun that is connected. What else comes in a connected bun?
But, I mean, sandwich has two separate pieces of bread here, Mr. the Yeti.
But a Subway sandwich is a connected piece of bread.
We are by no means sponsored by Subway.
Sponsor us. But seriously, though, so I will die on this hill.
Oh, my gosh.
A hot dog is a sub sandwich.
For those of you listening, give us your input. What would you, A, like to submit as an audition piece? And B, what would you like to get in return for said submission?
Yeah. You know, do you want another free shipping coupon for the store? Do you want some stickers? You want a rookie button?
Should we come up with some actual membership memorabilia?
Yeah.
Would you want to wear that with pride and post it on your social media pages?
I have about 1,000 feet of yellow paracord downstairs.
I wonder what we could do with
that. Do you want a membership necklace? It'll literally just be a piece of yellow paracord. Nothing hanging on it. Do you want one? I do. But, you know, do you want to audition by coloring a picture? Do you want to design a uniform for us? We really do. We really want to hear your ideas, because that helps us learn. And when we learn, we grow. And you can't see the hand motions I'm doing right now, and I look like a fool.
But they're beautiful.
They're so beautiful.
Definitely would have ranked in 2021's DCI Celebration.
Box five.
Speaking of the DCI Celebration, please make sure you go to our YouTube channel and watch our DCI Performers Showcase performance, which, by the way, was supposed to be aired.
It was.
They told us it would be aired. Told us we would get a score, and then something changed very last minute.
They moved us to exhibition.
Yes, which is fitting.
We didn't get a score. Maybe they didn't want to give us the score of 0.00, which is unfortunate.
But we are making plans to do something bigger for 2022's hopeful performance showcase.
Higher, faster, louder.
Always
the Steve Vento saga
forward.
Shout out to Coach V.
Coach V, you are loved.
So that's about it for audition stuff. Keep a watch on the Instagram, on the Facebooks, on the Twitters. We'll put it somewhere. We need to figure out a way to make a mailing list.
I bet there's an app
There's an app for everything. What's next on the list, Home Skillet?
What about that that project we've been seeing on social media lately?
Yes,
that one.
The defunct core.
Yes.
So the defunct core. So as I send Day-Day into a massive laughing fit, like I tend to do often.
I've recovered.
So defunct core has been my brainchild probably for years. And then I finally, your chair is very squeaky.
Sorry.
You're fine. But, you know, I guess I finally explained it to Day-Day as well as I could, or he finally figured out a way of how we could run with it, which we stopped with the videos, and I don't know why. Looking at you, Pumpkin.
Oh. Those videos.
Yes, those videos.
Not the other videos.
Not the other videos.
Okay. The other videos would have something to do with my one-year-old child occupying most of my time that I'm not earning actual money.
Wait. You get paid?
Not by you.
Oh. No.
No.
But anyway, so the defunct core thing at some point will start to, you know, have some more videos to it. Massive props to you for creating and painstakingly redesigning all these inactive cores logos, even though we've gotten a little bit of grief on some of them. But
constructive feedback is always welcome. But no, the work's been fun, and learning about the course has been also fun. But the project is a fluid medium. But it goes between what would I do if I were recreating the course logo in today, versus even just trying to recreate the logo all on its own, you know. And one of those logos was, we did Star of Indiana very early, one of the internet's favorite drum corps to have ever existed. And so I took a little creative liberty and did did do a little bit of my own creation to it. But then we did do a lot of research for a course like The Guardsmen, and I was able to find an old button with their crest on it, and I worked on it and enhanced it and was able to recreate it. I did learn that the Guardsmen were more of a burnt orange color than red, which the old 80s footage and the faded button would have told me otherwise. But
true.
Again, yeah. Faithful alumni there to defend. And again, no offense taken and no offense meant. I want to be as accurate as I can.
And you know what? I give you, like I said, I give you massive props for all that you've put into that, because I know it's not easy, and those logos look good, especially that Skywriters one, even though I wish it was the airplane writing out Skywriters, but the joke was lost on him.
I just didn't like the joke.
I know. Yep.
Wait until Halloween week. Got a real special logo that never existed. Ooh. This is my own creation.
I need an evil laugh sound effect on here.
Yeah. We can't win them all. Anywho, check them out on our page. They're under the apparel tab. I'm trying to get our print-on-demand guys, Teespring, to try to make collections so we could organize our page better. But
yeah.
Deaf ears at the moment. So. Yeah,
it happens. Maybe one day.
Maybe.
But yeah, no. I mean, if you're listening to this and you have ideas, or you want to see a specific core logo, or maybe you want to see the pink shirt with the white star for Star come back. That could become a thing.
Yep.
Who knows? But you know, if you got a core logo or have some core history that you want to toss at us, let us know. Reach out to us on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram. I mean, between the two of us, we're both very active on there.
Indeed.
So yeah, there's that for you.
So Yeti, what's next for intermission?
Oh, we got some mean things cooking up in the kitchen.
Ha. Because we're food related.
We are food related, and We're finally going to get started on some of our little cooking show, but that's about all I'm going to tell you right now until I get some more episodes down on the old papyrus and run with it.
Papyrus is paper for you, you new kids.
Yeah, paper.
That's what we used to use before touchscreens.
I used a stone and chisel.
That's what we used before paper.
But yeah, so we do have a few things in the works. If there's any content you want to see us make, guys, let us know. Like, seriously, we will stoop to almost any level. Almost any level.
Man, we gotta put some disclaimer on the end of this episode.
Lots of disclaimer. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots. All right, well, that's all I got, Day-Day. What about you?
You know what? Be kind, and be kind to one another. Like us. Share us. If you want a good gift idea for the holidays, order one of our Defunct Core shirts. Or our Drunk Core Show shirt, which I'm wearing right now.
Or all of our shirts.
Or any of our shirts.
Or any of our stickers.
Or any of our stickers.
Order something. Tell a friend about us.
Yes.
We're
really nice, and we're kind of funny.
Only kind of, though.
Yeah, I mean.
But yeah, you know, keep a watch on our socials. We'll be posting this podcast probably soon. I'm telling you this live, and I don't know when I'm actually going to post this, so... but yeah, we're getting ready to start back up and do some things.
So we love you, and we will see you at the concession stand.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things.